Introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. User journey for software developers. Navigating data engineering fundamentals in a B2C context. In this stage, we will explore the vital components of data storage and processing. Understanding these concepts is crucial for effective data management in your B2C applications. Throughout this segment, we will discuss various data storage solutions, compare data lakes and data warehouses, delve into the fundamentals of ETL, and examine data transformation techniques. By the end of this session, you will be equipped with the knowledge to make informed decisions about data management in your projects, paving the way for your career advancement in the field of software development. Main content. Types of data storage solutions. SQL versus NoSQL databases. Let's begin by discussing data storage solutions, focusing on SQL and NoSQL databases. SQL databases, such as MySQL and PostgreSQL, are structured and use a relational model. This means they organize data into tables with predefined schemas, enabling complex queries and transactions. If your application requires strong data integrity and complex relationships, SQL is often the go-to choice. On the other hand, NoSQL databases, like MongoDB and Cassandra, provide a more flexible schema and are designed to handle unstructured or semi-structured data. They excel in scalability and performance, making them ideal for applications that require high-speed data retrieval and flexibility in data storage. For instance, if you're developing a social media platform, a NoSQL database may be suitable due to the diverse data types and volumes you will encounter. Example: Consider a retail application that tracks customer purchases. If you use a SQL database, you might create structured tables for customers, products, and orders. In contrast, a NoSQL database would allow you to store customer reviews, product images, and various other data types without needing a fixed structure. Data lakes versus data warehouses. Now, let's shift our focus to data lakes and data warehouses. While both are crucial for data storage, they serve different purposes. A data lake is a centralized repository that allows you to store all your structured and unstructured data at any scale. This means you can keep raw data until you need it, making it particularly advantageous for big data applications. For example, if you're collecting user behavior data from multiple touchpoints, a data lake can collect and hold this data in its original format, ready for analysis whenever required. Conversely, a data warehouse is designed for analysis and reporting. It consolidates and organizes data from various sources, typically in a structured format. This allows for efficient querying and analysis, which is essential for generating business insights. If your goal is to analyze sales data for strategic decision-making, a data warehouse would be more appropriate. Understanding the distinction between these two storage types will enable you to choose the right solution based on your project's needs. Example: Imagine a company that collects clickstream data from its website. This data can be stored in a data lake in its raw form for future analysis. Alternatively, if the company needs to generate monthly reports on user engagement, it would extract and process relevant data into a data warehouse for easy access and analysis. ETL. Extract. Transform. Load. Fundamentals. Next, let's explore the fundamentals of ETL. Extract. Transform. Load. ETL is a process used to gather data from various sources, transform it into a usable format, and load it into a storage system, such as a data warehouse. The extraction phase involves collecting data from different databases, APIs, or files, The transformation phase is where the data is cleaned, validated, and formatted to ensure consistency. Finally, during the loading phase, the transformed data is moved into the target storage system for analysis. For instance, if you're collecting data from an e-commerce platform, you might extract user purchase histories, transform this data to ensure it's uniform, and then load it into a data warehouse for reporting and analysis. Mastering ETL processes will significantly enhance your ability to manage data pipelines effectively. Example: Asterisk, a mobile app that tracks fitness activities, might extract data from user devices, transform it to normalize units, like converting kilometers to miles, and then load it into a data warehouse for generating user activity reports. This ETL process ensures that the data is consistent and ready for analysis. Data transformation techniques. Finally, let's discuss data transformation techniques. These techniques are pivotal in ensuring data quality and usability. Common transformation methods include data cleansing, which involves correcting or removing erroneous data; data aggregation, which summarizes data for analysis; and data normalization, which structures data to reduce redundancy. For example, if you are aggregating sales data to analyze trends, you might sum up total sales by month. By applying these transformation techniques, you ensure that the data you are working with is accurate and serves your analytical needs effectively. Example: Asterisk, if a company collects customer feedback in various formats, surveys, emails, and social media posts, data cleansing would involve standardizing the format of this feedback, removing duplicates, and correcting any spelling errors. This ensures that the analysis of customer sentiment is based on high-quality data. Conclusion. In this stage, we've covered the various types of data storage solutions, the differences between data lakes and data warehouses, the fundamentals of ETL, and key data transformation techniques. Understanding these concepts will empower you to make informed decisions about data management, significantly enhancing your software development skills within a B2C context. Remember, the right data storage and processing strategies can make all the difference in delivering exceptional user experiences. Reflection questions. 1. How do the characteristics of SQL and NoSQL databases influence your choice of data storage for a specific B2C application? 2. In what scenarios would you choose a data lake over a data warehouse? And why? 3. How can mastering ETL processes enhance your role as a software developer in the context of data-driven decision-making? Thank you for joining me in this stage. I look forward to seeing you in the next segment, where we will continue to build on these foundational data engineering concepts.